Good morning, everyone. 7 hours of takeaway yesterday from those hearings on Capitol Hill for Tony Hayward.
There was 7 hours of hearings. I don't know if there was any a whole lot of takeaways.
Well, did you think Tony Hayward was stonewalling, as Todd said a moment ago?
I have no love for Tony Hayward, but I don't think there's anything he could have said that would have been the right thing.
You know, as I sat there and watched that over many, many hours, it seemed on his face subtly over time, and he didn't make one eye roll or anything. I mean, it was a disciplined performance, to be sure. It just seemed to sink in that this is his whole life, probably for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, that realization, of course, is sinking in for people all over the Gulf of Mexico and in different kinds of ways, and it's going to be one of the long-term impacts of this entire crisis, psychological and in sort of physiological terms. We invited back Dean Blanchard, who owns a wholesale seafood business in Louisiana, to be with us this morning from New Orleans. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. My question is to you. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're trying to hold up. You know, it's definitely probably one of the worst things I've been through in my life.
When did it really sink in for you that this was kind of going to be your life for the next, you know, if not months, years?
Well, when I seen they couldn't get that blowout preventer shut, we knew it was pretty much doomed. We grew up in the oil field, so we had a pool at the local restaurant, and I picked September 11th before they stopped it, and that was over a month ago. So
a pool, there's a pool at the local restaurant, so every conversation is about this. Every look is about this. Everything's about this, right?
Our whole life's about this, man. I mean, it's just consumed our life. You'd have to live through it to know what I'm talking about, but your whole life turned upside down. I worked 28 years of my life. I feel for nothing, you know. I can't do nothing. I got customers I built up in 28 years that's having to buy with other people, and it's a mess.
You know, Dean, the reason we're talking to you this morning is not just to hear once again just how dreadful this crisis is, because we know that. But, you know, day after day of facing this, I mean, what's it doing to you?
Oh, it's taking a toll on everybody. I heard the parish president in Plaquemine, Billy Nunn, yesterday. They wanted to take him to the hospital yesterday from dehydration. Our local mayor in Grand Isle, Mayor Commodale, he had to go to the doctor yesterday. He lost about 12 pounds since it started. It's taking a toll on everyone, for sure.
Well, Dean Blanchard, hold on there for just a second. I want to welcome Dr. Elmore Rigamer in. He's medical director of the Catholic Charities there in New Orleans. Now, you know, New Orleans is pretty good at, you know, turning a smile to really, you know, difficult realities. You know, it's in the music, it's in the culture. But when you hear someone like Dean Blanchard going on about this problem and all the friends that are having problems and day to day, every single day, every conversation is about this problem, what does it make you think as a medical man?
Well, it makes me think that people are undergoing pretty awful reactions, but to a very abnormal situation. So everything Dean is talking about is understandable. People are, their livelihood is threatened. They don't know what's going to happen. They have to deal with BP and the government bureaucracy. And overnight, they come in from being very actively employed and enjoying a way of life that they've had for generations. It's gone. It's threatened.
So as a psychiatrist, this is hitting every button, it seems to me. You've got a sort of faceless bureaucracy that's unresponsive. You've got a natural disaster that people are powerless to do anything about.
Maybe not a natural disaster.
Of course, it's not natural. That was a huge mistake. But you've got a damage to the ecosystem that people seem to be powerless to do anything about. Psychologically, what are the impacts there?
It's tremendous. Immediately in this response phase, there's people are angry, people are afraid, they're worried, they have to pay their bills, so they can't go to work, they're sitting around waiting, listening to the news all the time, wondering what BP is going to do, wondering what the government is going to do. So that's the magic ingredients for a lot of anxiety and depression. I think it helps to know these reactions, but what really would help is if BP makes everybody whole with the least amount of hassle. the long run, in the long run, you know, in a recovery phase, if this community and this way of life really disappears, then there are pretty serious problems down the line. People's livelihoods are gone, the way they lived for generations, all of that's gone. That's really serious. Hopefully that won't happen. The well will be capped, the wetlands will be cleaned up, and in the meantime, BP will make everybody's livelihood, guarantee
of course,
everybody's livelihood.
Of course, that's a hope, Dr. Rigamer. I want to come back to you and find out what you're sort of seeing in the emergency rooms and in the sort of actual medical facilities there in the New Orleans area. But Dean Blanchard, can you tell me the moment when the adrenaline sort of left you, when the sort of crisis part of this left, and the energy of sort of, all right, we're going to take care of this, we're going to save stuff, and you were just left with, uh-oh, there's not much I can do here?
Well, we've been going through ups and downs, you know. Like the doctor said, there's the uncertainty of this, you know. If we know when they're going to actually cap the well, and then you can look at the situation and maybe come up with an intelligent answer of what to do. But right now, as long as the well's still flowing, you can't even imagine what to do.
Yeah. How much money is in that pool there at the restaurant, Dean? Do you know?
We each put up $100.
And you got September 11th?
We started with 17 of them. We got 8 left.
And you got September 11th? That's the date you got?
That's what I picked, 911.
911, yes. Dean Blanchard.
I was thinking of moving to Texas until I heard Mr. Barton speak yesterday.
Oh right. good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Shakedown and apology from the Congressman Barton. Dean Blanchard, thanks as always for joining us. He's a seafood businessman in Louisiana, waiting like everybody for the well to be capped and the recovery to begin. Dr. Elmore Rigamer, before we go, what specifically have you seen in terms of referrals and people needing medical attention?
We've seen 12,000 people so far in our centers. We give them a lot of economic assistance and direction on how to deal with BP and the bureaucracy. It's what Mr. Blanchard said, a lot of worry, a lot of uncertainty. When is this going to end? And they are sometimes anxious, sometimes depressed. We don't see anything like post-traumatic stress yet. It's too early for that. But if the well gets capped and they get some help from BP and from the government,
maybe
I think a lot of these feelings will go away.
All right. Elmore Rigamer, Medical Director of Catholic Charities in New Orleans, talking about the long-term impact and a lot of it psychological down there in the Gulf.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.